Amy Grant, greet the day. WWIB, a good start to the day as we arrive at 5:45. And that's time for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day on a March Hope in Hoops Wednesday. And not only is this Mycon Cinema Week, so we're giving away a pair of Mycon movie tickets, drawing from those who pledged for my shooting on the Little Tykes basket, but a $20 gift certificate for Domino's Pizza will draw for those three times throughout the day, including before 7. So get in on the fun. Maybe $5 per made basket, whatever it might be, on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Now, Jason Kanz is on the keto diet, so you probably have not been eating a lot of pizza these days.
I do miss the crust. I have figured out a way to adapt the toppings, which, of course, I like. Mm-hmm. Sausage and pepperoni and bacon and cheese and whatnot. But I do miss the a really good crispy crust.
It takes a dedication to do, I mean, the keto diet, a lot of people, but it takes a real dedication. And I know different pizza places, and I don't know with Domino's or not, but different pizza places looking into, like, the cauliflower crust, and you can find that in the frozen food section, right? So.
Yep. I haven't tried the cauliflower crust. I know Heather has tried that and has liked it.
Uh-huh.
There are also people, interestingly, I think, that make crust out of mozzarella cheese or Parmesan cheese, which... I think that really jacks up the cheese amount, so which isn't bad by me as far as I'm concerned.
I saw a post from Jesse online. Jesse, a cheese lover like you, and said that she'd brushed her teeth last night, maybe, and then she realized she wanted cheese, and then she said, oh, I've got to decide. It's have cheese and have to brush my teeth again, and she said, oh, the difficult choices of life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a difficult choice. I can resonate with that.
I thought you could. All right, A Path to Wholeness is our Lenten devotion. What does it offer us today?
So this morning he's talking about a verse from 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. And he interestingly starts by describing going to the ice skating rink, and he did really good at getting started, but the only way he could stop was by slamming into the wall.
Mm.
And again, I can relate to that. And he said, you know, so often we have the going part down, but it's the stopping part that's hard for us to manage. You know, the problem with many of the good things that we engage in is that we know how to do the going, but not so much the stopping. And he says, how do we remedy that problem? Reflection at the end of the day, spiritual direction, Christian fellowship, the gift of worship, and one chief avenue is prayer. When we see the wall approaching quickly, when we feel like we've begun to breach the God-given levee, we reach out with the help and voice of prayer, saying, help. It's a good starting place at getting a handle, not just on the going, but on the stopping as well. And that is something I can certainly relate to. needing help with the stopping. So,
well, I mean, you've talked about that with food in the past, but you've done a great job with this keto. But I mean, and I think so many things, I mean, the thing that really stuck out to me in the early part of that reading is just freedom, and that there is freedom in Christ, but then you run the risk of abusing the freedom, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's the point he's trying to make. You know, he says there's nothing wrong with luxury. You know, it's fine to eat good food. It's fine to drink good wine. It's the gluttony and the drunkenness that become the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And again, turning back to prayer, I think can be and is very important for us in that regard.
Let's try to squeeze in another author today. One of those you noted that you'd read some from was Mark Driscoll. We used to hear a lot from him, not so much anymore.
Yeah. So you know, he was really, really popular among the young Calvinist set for a number of years. Really good communicator, very bold, often brash. And, you know, he had written a few books, one called Doctrine that dealt with just different thoughts about systematic theology. And then there's another one, and the title escapes me at the moment, but really helped to kind of put flesh on some of the things around doctrine. And So I read a lot of his stuff for a long time. I haven't really paid attention to him in a number of years. You know, he was one who got into a lot of trouble with his elder board for being too overpowering and abusive, and so ended up losing the church that he planted in Seattle. And I think he and his wife are ministering somewhere else now, but that was, again, his ability to communicate was really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I put up Mark Driscoll books, and wow, there's a lot of them there. So
all there are. Yeah, he was very. I can't. Again, I'm not thinking of the word this morning, but
prolific.
Prolific. There it is. Must be too early for me today.
It's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we haven't talked about. You've been posting a little snippets of the. I don't know if you'd call it a translation of the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved. I love it.
Yeah.
When you talk about it across, kind of inspired between Eugene Peterson's The Message and Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. So I hope people will follow you on Facebook and see some of that. But once we get beyond Lent, I think we'll be sharing more of those verses. Plus, we never finished up the devotion on Notes from the Upper Room. Just so much to talk about in so little time, you know?
Indeed.
All right, Matt, talk to you tomorrow.
Away from the White House, apparently.
Yeah, you know, back when Joe Biden was elected president, big news that his presidency would mark the return of dogs to the White House.
Very nice.
But it turns out some dogs just aren't cut out for the political life. The Bidens brought their German shepherds, a 13-year-old named Champ and a 3-year-old named Major, when they moved in January. Since then, the dogs have spent their time getting used to living in the most famous house in the world by running around the South Lawn and hanging out with their pops in the Oval Office. Well, apparently Major, the younger one, had some trouble adjusting to the new digs, and he's reportedly displayed agitated behavior.
Poor puppy.
Now, what does that mean? Well, he bit a member of the White House security team.
Yikes.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, probably don't want to do that.
So the Biden dogs have been booted from the White House and sent back to their home in Delaware.
Poor fellas. Can they come back at some point? Maybe?
Probably.
Be reinstated?
Like some sensitivity training, which would fit in today's world, right? Sounds like it's a temporary timeout for the first pups, with the White House saying the dogs expected back after Jill Biden gets back from a trip to Delaware.
They just need her calming presence.
Yes, exactly.
That's what they need. That's what they need. Then they'll be just fine. I'm just thinking, again, I cast no aspersions whatsoever on these dogs because if our dog Arlo suddenly got moved into the public eye, not sure that he would have even lasted that long before being
sent
somewhere
else. One of our dogs
would
fare a lot better than another. Just leave it there.
It is that time of week, Alvo, where we take something that bothers one of our dear friends in the Wibb family, and we set it to song. We call it Pet Peeves Put to Music because it's a chance to laugh at the things that frustrate us and hopefully have a little bit more sunny disposition. And so this week, this is going to someone who had encouraged me to bring the pet peeves back to the air. This is for Vicky from Eau Claire. And Vicky had kind of been on my case in a nice way, saying, hey, would you bring those back? And then when we did bring them back, with some from the archive, she said, well, I've got one for you. And then last week, she reminded me, she said, you haven't done mine yet. And I said, you know what? I will take that gentle nudging before this becomes a pet peeve of yours that I haven't done your pet peeve song. So
that would be an interesting song.
Vicky is very faithful about calling to us. You know,
yeah,
we love you,
she
Vicky.
Is.
She's very faithful about calling to us when it's a little foggy and she says, people need to know that if you have a newer vehicle where the headlights are automatic, not manual, that sometimes the fog will not trigger those. And so you are driving and other drivers cannot see you nearly as well without your headlights because they're not turning on, even though they're supposed to be automatic. Fog, mist, rain doesn't always trigger that. So she always tells us to remind people to turn their headlights on, but people still don't seem to get it. So this bugs Vicky, so we thought we'd put it to song. Your pet peeve put to music here at 10 before 8 on the Wibb Wake Up Show. Vicky's on a mission to let all drivers know. Sometimes your headlights don't turn on unless you
make it so.
If she sees your headlights off in fog or in the rain, she'll honk her horn and scream that you should get yourself a brain. This is righteous road rage. I'm sure of it. Jesus, take the wheel. Make sure that others see you when driving in the mist. Your car is not a ninja, and she hopes you get that gist. This is her life's ambition. She won't rest until it's taught. Your lights are automatic, but your common sense is not.
Common sense is not.
There you go, Vicky.
Very creative, and some unique creative things added in there.
Yeah, who would have thought that Picard would make an appearance? But he did. He did. One of us is over 50, and so we thought this would be an appropriate time to bring a little quiz to the air. Things you should know by the age of 50, and Halvo surpassed that by a small margin.
It struck me the other day, 57 approaching in June, and I'm like, it just was a gut punch. I'm like, wow, that's the late 50s.
My dad's turning 57 this Saturday, so you know what? It's the accrued wisdom of almost six decades. A Chicago newspaper guy named Eric Zorn. Eric Zorn is his name. He says, if you're 50 or older, you should know these things. We're not going to go through all of them, but let's just check with you, Halvo, and see if these hold true. He says, by age 50, you should know it's better to sing off-key than not to sing at all. It's kind of something I live by, I think.
Learning.
Promptness shows respect.
You know, it's knowing that and abiding by that are different things, but yeah, okay.
There you go. Things you should know by age 50 from Chicago newspaper columnist Eric Zorn. Cough syrup doesn't work. That's what he said. Is that true?
You know, I had cough syrup as a kid. I don't think I've had it in years, so.
Another thing he says that you should know by age 50 is the most valuable thing to have is a good reputation, and it's neither hard nor expensive to acquire one. Be fair, be honest, be trustworthy, be generous, respect others.
That's good. That's all good.
Things you should know by age 50, keeping an open mind is as big a challenge as you get older as keeping a consistent waistline.
Say that one again.
Keeping an open mind is as big a challenge as you get older as it is to keep a consistent waistline.
I feel like I have an open mind.
Keeping perspective is the great key to happiness. He says, from a distance, even a bumpy road looks smooth.
My wisdom I've learned is about you're only as joyful as you are thankful is how I translate that.
Sure. Here's another one that he says people should know by age 50. In everyday life, most talent is simply hard work in disguise.
I think of the John Maxwell book, Talent is Never Enough. He got it from Jim Tressel, the former Ohio State coach. Like, you got talent, but what are the other things that you surround it with?
I like this one. We'll do two more here. Things you should know by age 50 from Chicago columnist Eric Zorn. He says, the store brand jelly, cereal, paper goods, baking supplies, and pharmacy products are all good enough.
Good enough. Oh, yeah. I would extend it beyond that.
Again, I love buying generics. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Final thing that he says you should know by age 50 as we're quizzing the 50-plus member of the show here. He says, fear of failure is a ticket to mediocrity. If you're not failing from time to time, you're not pushing yourself. And if you're not pushing yourself, you're just coasting.
Yeah, you need to be willing to fail so that you can succeed in an even greater way.
Fail in a spectacular fashion. You know what? Whether you're 25, 50, somewhere in between, or over and above that, let's remind ourselves that our lives are his, everything is owed to him, and don't waste what he's given. Lecrae speaks to that right now on WWIB. Well, we did get another pledge. We're up to 8 now, and folks can even pledge as I shoot here on WWIB for Hope and Hoops, our March fundraiser. Carol from Holcomb pledging $25 this morning. Thank you so much, Carol. Again, folks can pledge flat amounts, per shot made, per shot missed, whatever you would like, and it all goes to support the ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.
Everything from Thorpe to Rice Lake, Gilman, Hannibal to Holcomb. I mean, people turning out, getting behind you, Caleb.
Yes. So, again, thank you so much to everyone who's pledged. If you want to sneak in one more, 715-396-1670. We're doing not one, but two drawings for Mike on Cinema's movie passes and a drawing for a $20 gift certificate from Domino's Pizza. We were talking off the air about how I practice and practice and practice. You don't, and you still have been shooting phenomenally well recently.
Yeah, it's been off the wall lately, and it's been crazy. 4 out of 5. It's a busy time early in the morning when you're the only guy here, and I don't think there were any warm-ups this morning, but hey, 4 out of 5. People got to know this about you. You are intense. Caleb practices intense. I mean, he's in, that's the way God made it. He's intense. And so he's going for this
morning.
Yeah,
but the thing is, it's weird. All of a sudden, it's like, I think I got in my own head because my dad pledged this morning. And I was saying, he pledges usually at the end of the week, but I think he knows that it really bugs me because I put more pressure on myself when he pledges. It really bugs me if I do poorly at the end of the week and carry it through the weekend. So he was kind enough to pledge in the middle of the week. And, but I don't know. The ball all of a sudden, it seems heavier. It seems like I'm T-Rexing arm.
Dude,
I really, really want to do well, but I'm overthinking
this. You are overthinking it.
And now I've run out of the music. Hold on.
You're your own worst enemy.
I am, yeah. This is the thing, but at least I'll have another chance on Friday if this goes poorly. Let's do it.
I think your worst has been 4 out of 5, right? So all month long, he's been spectacular. Step it up, donning the pink shirt today. All right. First one is on the way. There it is. 1 for 1. The next one, 2 for 2. 3 more to go. The third one is, there it is. 3 for 3. 2 more tosses. Make it 4 for 4. He goes for perfection. Doctor!
Yeah.
He got it.
Matching That's for my daddy.
Matching what he did back on the 1st of March.
Oh, man. I was just all up in my head on that one.
I was thinking you could go 5 for 5, but then I felt like if I said it, you'd say, Halvo, you're putting pressure on me.
You know me way too well after all these years. You know when to speak and when to just kind of hold off. You're like
my
coach
here. We've talked about it on air and off. I'm like, there's times I'm like, just don't even say anything to Caleb.
And this is the thing, too. When he says, folks, that I'm intent, like, I get my 90s Michael Jordan, like, I put my tongue out. Like,
I don't
know what it is about this, but, like, it just brings out every little bit of competitive ire in me. So, I thank my brother here for putting up with me.
Way to raise some money for WIB Incorporated and some giveaways coming up.
If we're honest, I feel pretty good about that.